Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, got to give you guys some updates. There's some rumors that the Tokyo Summer Olympics may be moved to the winter. Technically, Tokyo does not have to cancel the Olympics if they're still done in 2020. So there's been some talk that Tokyo might just shift the Olympics. Not sure how Summer Olympics would work in the winter. Apparently, I think it was in the 60s, did Tokyo have the Olympics in October? As long as the weather's, I guess, still warm. I mean, they're really not, you know, testing sunbathing and stuff. We're going to talk more about the Olympics in a little bit. That's been the discussion on that, where the Olympics are still going to move forward, but maybe they might have to shift the time for that. I think the Olympics has only been canceled 3 times, I think, during wartime. So people are watching that carefully. With coronavirus, some of the big news today, let me just give you guys an update. The total number of cases are 92,800, close to 93,000. Deaths, 3,164, leveling off but still rising, okay? 48,469 people have recovered. When we look at what's been happening in America, we're seeing more numbers. Why? Well, we're testing more, okay? The federal government said that by the end of the week, they will have 1 million more people tested. So don't be panicking when you see that number rise. I'm going to be going away to a radio conference, okay? I'm sure I'm going to be getting emails and messages on, you know, what do you think about this? No need to panic. We're going to now be testing. I think we'd be really naive to think that coronavirus hasn't already been here. I mean, it's been around now for 2 months. By the time we were told anything, and we really weren't told all the facts, people had already traveled here from Wuhan and China. And so, you know, I don't be naive. Coronavirus has been here. It's just maybe some people thought they had a cold. Maybe some people called telemedicine. Maybe people didn't get sick, you know. And what now we're doing is as more test kits get rolled out and mass produced, we're going to be able to test people. So I think our numbers will rise. So this 92,000, it's going to be over 100,000 by later today. Don't panic about that. It's just we're testing more people now. I am more concerned, of course, that we have, I think we're up to 6 deaths. Of those 6 deaths, 5 happened in Washington State. But we finally got a little piece of news. Daily Mail reported that 5 of those 6 Washington State deaths happened in a nursing facility, a senior facility. So the virus spread. These were people that were older, immunocompromised, more vulnerable. We need this data. We need all these countries, Italy, Iran, South Korea, all of them showing increased deaths to this. Tell us who died and why. Because we, you know, are obviously in a state of panic. People are buying, you know, food off the shelves and, you know, companies now are ordering people to stay home. Google in Dublin, Ireland said work from home. They're going to test how working remotely works. Well, that's great opportunity for big businesses to cut a lot of overhead. So this provides a great opportunity, unfortunately, for companies to test not having commercial real estate, not having commercial space, letting people work from home and see how that goes. Square, another company, has told their employees to work from home. Twitter told all their employees. And they have 5,000. I thought they'd have more worldwide. But Twitter's 5,000 employees told to work from home. I'm not sure for how long, but the suggestion, again, to avoid people coming to work and getting other people sick. And again, if Twitter and Google and a lot of these companies see that, you know what, working from home, you know, we're able to judge if people are actually you know, if people are actually, you know, working and, you know, being productive and, you know, not watching Friends reruns, you know, online. So, you know, this might allow companies to find ways to trim their bottom line and not have to rent a lot of space, air conditioning, utilities, sanitation, decor, etc. Unfortunately, with that, we might see a commercial real estate drop. So that's another topic for a different day. Also in headlines, some medical experts are discussing that don't think this coronavirus is just a one-year thing, a one-off. This could be seasonal, as many coronaviruses are seasonal. Now, I'm hesitant on propagating that theory because with SARS, the coronavirus outbreak in 2002 to 2003, that did end. We do have severe acute respiratory syndromes caused by viruses. The virus attacks the alveoli in the lungs. You get an inflammatory response. That inflammatory response causes a lot of liquid. And then people can't have oxygen exchange, carbon dioxide exchange, and then go into respiratory failure. Kind of makes you wonder, what I want studied, is are these people going into SARS or having severe respiratory failure and death? Were they asthmatics? Were they COPDers? Were they people with exaggerated immune responses? This might not so much be a disease that affects people with low immunity. This might be a disease that affects people that have huge allergy responses, and then they fill up with fluid and unfortunately can't overcome, which is why steroids have kind of been a treatment for this, to kind of decrease the body's response. So that's what I'd like to find out. I'd like to find out, is this people where, gosh, they just react and get allergic no matter what? Those are the types of people who I would suspect would be even more at risk than even somebody who could be immunocompromised. So the idea that coronavirus could be a yearly thing, they're not that far off. Most coronaviruses, most viruses like flu do come yearly. But that could be even more of a headache because as companies are trying to churn out a vaccine and they're trying to, you know, be the first company because whoever does it first is going to make the money. If that virus is a yearly thing, it has a lot of time to change and mutate, which means we might have to, in addition to our flu vaccine regimen, have a coronavirus vaccine regimen. And, I mean, it's not too difficult because we already have H1N1, the swine flu, within our flu vaccine. You know, they already protect us, you know, from the 2009, you know, epidemic that we all endured. So, I, you know, it is possible, but it's just going to be more of a pain in the butt. And so, you know, as this thing unfolds and we get more numbers, we really need to dissect who is getting sick, why they're getting sick, and you know, why this is causing death in some and not in others. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this week, MSNBC anchor Chris Matthews unexpectedly retired. Said, let me start with my headline, I'm retiring. What's happened Monday night? He does the show Hardball. He's hosted the show since 1997, at first at CNBC and then MSNBC. He said, obviously, this isn't for a lack of interest in politics. He said he loved hosting the show. As for his reason for leaving, he told the audience that he came to the decision after a conversation with MSNBC and that he believed that a younger generation was, quote, ready to take the reins. He praised young people for improving conditions in the workplace, and then he transitioned into an apology for sexual harassment. This is according to Slate.com. He said, compliments on a woman's appearance that some men, including me, might have once incorrectly thought were okay, were never okay. He said, not then, and certainly not today. And for making such comments in the past, I'm sorry. He said, as for his plans for the future, he is writing another book. And there's an on-air announcement that, you know, we're not going to play the video of. Well, people have kind of come to his defense, and the Me Too movement is back in the forefront. And now it involves, quote-unquote, flirting. So he's 74 years old, and Kathleen Parker, who is a Pulitzer Prize winner and a Washington Post columnist, says he and I have flirted unabashedly for 20 years. She said, this is an atrocious end to a noble, happy warrior career. I will continue to be his friend. Now, journalist Laura Bassett had published a GQ article on Saturday that detailed what she described as the host's long history of sexist comments and behavior toward women off and on air. Bassett wrote that Matthews, quote, inappropriately flirted with her when she was a guest on a show, noting a number of other women had similar experiences. Parker wasn't the only person to publicly stand up for Matthews. Other people have as well. So here we are with the Me Too movement, and now it's involving flirting. So, this is something that I have said, and I think a lot of us have felt. When not everybody gets the memo, or shall we say there's a, you know, thing that people have done, maybe innocently, any sort of assault or harassment is not innocent. But let's say a man would say, that's a nice dress. And I've been told that by men all the time. That is a nice dress. That really flatters your figure. Okay? You can see they chose their words carefully. But they wanted to tell me and couple them a dress because they know ladies like that. Nowadays, you could lose your job. Somebody could go, oh, I was offended. And yet, that was okay in 2009. That was okay in 1998. But all of a sudden now, in 2020, you compliment somebody's dress, and you need to lose your career. I get very frustrated for cases like this, because the Me Too movement was supposed to protect people who were raped or who were assaulted and harassed in the workplace and didn't feel like they could say something. And then it just expanded to anything a guy did that had to do with any sort of, you know, maybe sexual tension or flattery. And it's starting to weaken and destroy what, you know, women have fought for. And it crucifies men and vilifies them when they were just doing something that they didn't think was that traumatizing. And the funny thing is there's a lot of women out there where if they like the guy, he could say whatever he wants. And they're like, oh gosh, so cute. He said this to me. He likes my boobies. Yet if it's somebody you're not attracted to, it's harassment and assault. It's creepy. Now, I mean, listen, okay? Flirtations have been around since the Stone Age. I mean, I look at my cats. Here's Shake. Shake, whenever he's around the girl cat, starts to change his strut. He's getting older. He's about 13 years old, almost 14 years old. So he starts to kind of, you know, hobble a little bit. He's got some arthritis. But as soon as a girl cat walks by, he struts his stuff. You know? And then one of the girl cats, who really needs to kind of take some saltpeter, one of the girl cats saw she starts to rub up against him and put her tail in his face. And, you know, and I'm like, please show some decorum and some modesty, for crying out loud. You know, because the baby girl cat is looking at this and I'm like, don't you start being like her. You know, she's a little bit of a hoochie mama, so you don't do that. And so, I mean, animals flirt. Flirtation has been around. If a guy I didn't like flirted with me and I thought he was creepy, I got away from him. If I was in a position where I didn't think I could get away from him and he continued, I, you know, luckily in this day and age would have a means to report. But usually any guy who I didn't really want anything to do with, I was able to kind of get away from. If it was a guy I liked who flirted with me, bring it on. So, if let's say I allowed somebody to flirt with me, and I let them do it again, do I have a right later to say he flirted with me? Do I have a right later to say, you know, he was inappropriate? Well, you know, that's kind of this whole, you know, debacle that surrounds me too. What is the time limit? I think Timothy Hutton has been accused for something he did back in the 90s or 80s. You know, if you were assaulted and you were, you know, if somebody committed a crime, they should be held accountable. But flirtations that were done years ago, you know, to lose your job. Now, again, I'm not saying this to defend Chris Matthews. I have no idea. Maybe he said things that were utterly inappropriate. Maybe he was so, so assaulting and harassing, you know, that maybe whatever happened to him, he deserved. I don't know. We don't know the backstory. But all I know is the headline now is surrounding flirting. And when you are looking for a potential mate, you can't just ask them to marry you or ask them out. You need to flirt. You need to do a less intrusive, less intimate, less aggressive way of starting to get into their lives. And that is what flirtation allows. And maybe this is why Tinder has exploded. And Grindr and all these dating apps have exploded. Because if a guy doesn't know if a flirtation is going to turn into the end of his career, then at least he could go online and see somebody, then swipe them right or left. Right, I think, if you know you like them. And they go, yes, I'll meet you on a date. I mean, is that how we have to approach dating now? Now, mind you, okay, in the show business industry, there is a lot of flirtation that happens. And it's something that I see a lot of people, women and men, propagate. They giggle, they touch each other's shoulder, they make people feel good. Flirtation has been one of, I hate to say this, ladies, and I'm sorry, don't strip me of my PMS privileges, but flirtation has been in women's toolbox for many centuries. Okay? We want to get something done, we flirt. I do it with my husband still. Oh, honey, we got a spider, and I'm just so scared, and you're just so handsome and burly, and I love how you do these things for me, and okay, and then he does it, right? Like, I mean, please, I play my husband all the time. Guys get played. Girls get played. So, but we are going to have to discuss somebody flirting and complimenting and giggling and, you know, and one of the reasons why some guys do that is because they think we women like it. Some of us women like it. Some of us don't. If we don't like it, we find you creepy, we hate it. But if we do like you, we like it. Women like to be flirted with. They talk about that all the time. So what's a guy to do? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Say you're on the floor. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump set to visit Tennessee on Friday after tornadoes ripped through the state early this morning, leaving at least 21 people dead. The president says the federal government is here to help.
We will recover and we will rebuild and we will help them. And condolences, tough situation. Such bad news when you see that.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the coronavirus outbreak will weigh on the economy for some time. He says that's why they're cutting interest rates by a half of a percent this morning.
My colleagues and I took this action to help the U.S. economy keep strong in the face of new risks to the economic outlook.
Powell admits health officials face the biggest challenge, but that the Fed Reserve will do what it can to help the economy. And Super Tuesday voting is underway in 14 states and American Samoa. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Apple has agreed to pay $500 million to settle claims over intentionally slowing down older phones to preserve older batteries. iPhone owners will get how much? $25. Apple and lawyers representing iPhone consumers agreed to a deal stemming from Apple's 2017 admission that it was slowing down phone performance in older models to avoid unexpected shutdowns related to battery fatigue. That admission led to Apple offering discounted battery replacements at $29. But many people claimed they had already spent hundreds of dollars to buy new phones because Apple didn't reveal the cause of the problem. If they had known, they could have just bought a new battery. They might not have spent the money to upgrade the new phone. That was my problem. I was so sick of batteries. I mean, the Apple phone doesn't last longer than a day. That was a problem, so I upgraded it. I spent a crap load of money upgrading it, so now my phone lasts most of the day. Well, I understand. I got a lot of apps. I got the Candy Crush app, and I got the Twitter app, and I got the Facebook app. I get it. But, yeah, I upgraded because of the crappy battery not lasting. And then when the battery was low, it wasn't working that well. Now, Apple did not admit any wrongdoing. As part of the settlement, the company will pay $310 million to $500 million, including $93 million to lawyers who were representing consumers. So that's the thing. When you hear these big settlements, you're like, gosh, man, the consumers, oh, they're going to make bucks. Now, looks like they're averaging about $25, except for those in the class action lawsuit. Sorry. They say iPhone users who were actually named will get up to $3,500 each. Oh, gosh, man, I should have put my name in. The rest of the settlement money will be distributed to owners of iPhone 6, 6S, 7, and SE models who meet eligibility requirements related to the operating system they had running. They must file claims to get the award, but if too many people file, that $25 could shrink lower. Federal judge in San Jose, California still needs to approve the settlement. You know, it's interesting. With all the, you know, economic downturn that we had from 2009 to 2016, people still bought phones. You know, the priorities. We were talking about saving money yesterday and how, you know, downsize if you could. Eat out less. Drink water. Go on a diet. If you go on a diet, you're going to lose weight. Avoid drinking alcohol. You know, rewear clothes. You know, exercise more so you could fit into that old skirt or old, you know, shirt, old pants that nobody's seen you wear for a while, so it's like new clothes. The reason why I keep all my old clothes is because I will lose my weight and I will be able to rewear them then, eventually. I can't wait. And then it's like, oh gosh, where'd you get that new outfit? And I'm like, man, I bought this in, you know, 2005. So, you know, but, you know, people spend on tech. And so tech is also where you're going to have a lot of your superfluous expenditures. So we bought Disney Plus because my kids want to see Mandalorian. I was happy we saw Mandalorian. Or is it Mandalorian? Mandalorian. All right, and it was cute. Baby Yoda was worth it. But we're done. Mandalorian's done. We've seen all the Disney movies half a dozen times. Did we end our Disney Plus? Nope. We still have it. Do we watch Disney Plus? No. We still have it. Why? You know, we have all these subscriptions. Why? And they do that to you. Like, there's a good show on, like, The Boys and You is on, I think, Apple TV. Or, is it Apple or Xbox or whatever? So, you know, we have that. And then, of course, we have Netflix and we have cable. And I don't know what the hell we're spending. You know? Told the kids, wash your own cars. Why are you using, you know, why are you going to the car wash? Well, because the gas gives you a discount. And then I don't have time to wash it. You don't have time. What are you doing? Well, I go to school. What happens after school? Well, I do homework. No, you don't do homework. I see you on the computer. Why can't you wash your car? Why am I paying for a car wash? I'm doing homework, Mom. No, because I'm seeing you watch YouTube and TikTok. Well, that's part of my homework, Mom. I don't even know how to explain it. Mom, I'm hungry. Well, why don't you go to the grocery store, grab some lettuce, grab some, you know, maybe some dressing, get some fruit, get some bread, buy us some chicken and ground beef and, you know, maybe some potatoes and, you know, we'll make some dinner. It's easier to go out. No. Can I go to Cane's? No. Cane's is good. I don't care if Cane's is good. You're spending money on fast food. Let's eat something healthy. If you're hungry, if you buy groceries, we will then have food tomorrow. I'll just buy extra Cane's. If I buy extra Cane's, then that'll be in the fridge for tomorrow. Like, oh my gosh, this is why I was spending so much money. Mom, can I go to the college in California? Are you kidding me? Excuse me, what? I want to go to college. Where? California. Why? Because it's away from you. You have the extra money, you go spend it, but I'm not spending it. Don't you want me to have a good education? You got a great education here. You don't have to go to California. You don't even do homework. You watch TikTok. I hate you, Mom. Yeah. Hate me all you like. So, can I get a new iPhone? So anyway, I'm just like, I'm beside myself. You know, I regret that I didn't have more kids, you know, because I love my kids so much, but they cost me an arm and a leg. It's, you know, ridiculous. Can I get my car details? No. No. Leave me alone. So anyway, so Apple, that's kind of what happened there. All right, some people want to know what's going on with the Tokyo Olympics. Okay, this is kind of interesting. All right, so here's what I'm getting. Japan's Olympic minister said Tuesday that the contract to hold the Tokyo Games only specifies that the event has to be held during 2020. 2020 ends December 31st. They don't say that, but, you know, I'm just giving you guys an update. Okay, that's what we journalists do. 2020 ends December 31st. Yeah, yeah. Seiko Hashimoto's response to a question in the upper house of parliament implies that the Olympics could be held later in the year and would not technically have to start on July 24th as planned. The Paralympics open on August 25th. So the Tokyo Olympics right now is being threatened by this fast-spreading virus. It's been blamed thus far for about 12 deaths in Japan, has shut down many schools, sports competitions, Olympic-related events in the country. The virus that started in China has now been detected in at least 70 countries, over 91,000 cases, 3,100 deaths reported. So Hashimoto said that the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, has the right to cancel the games only if they are not held during 2020. This could be interpreted to mean that the games could be postponed as long as they are held during the calendar year. IOC President Thomas Bach and Tokyo organizers have repeatedly said that they expect the Olympics to open on schedule. Others have suggested that the spreading virus could force cancellation, postponement, or moving events to other cities. Now, what do I think? People ask. I do think that it is going to stave off in Asia. I also think that the warm weather is going to possibly kill this coronavirus off. I am hoping. A lot of coronaviruses are very weather sensitive. So I think what's really going to help is the warmer weather. But don't quote me. We don't know. We don't know if this was a bioweapon. We don't know if this fits natural science. So do I think the Olympic Games may go on? Yes. Do I think we're going to have a lot of people there? Do I think we're going to have a lot of cancellations like we had with Zika? Yes, I do. Because I don't see us getting a grip until probably May. I think by May, we'll hopefully see a lot of this start to subside. But it is interesting that they might have to decide to move things over. And again, them having the Olympics, canceled will hurt them horribly economically. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you guys gotten your hepatitis C screening yet? How many of you have been screened for hepatitis C? You know, back in 2013, the task force made the recommendation that any baby boomer needed to be screened for hepatitis C. If you were born between 45 and 65, you should be screened for a very deadly hepatitis, because tattoos were not done in the most sterile manner. Sex might not have always been with condoms. IV drug use kind of exploded in the 60s. Well, maybe not IV, but, you know. And so they made this recommendation, and I heard a lot of adults weren't tested. And probably because it was still in the midst of Obamacare, and a lot of people weren't going to the doctor, and they had high deductibles. Well, now the U.S. Task Force wants any adult between the age of 18 to 79 to get tested no matter what. They mean business. If you are over 18, you need a hepatitis C test. They say people with hepatitis C do not always feel sick and may not know they have it. This is Dr. Doug Owens, an author of the recommendation and a general internist. He said screening is key to finding this infection early, when it's easier to treat and cure, helping reduce illnesses and deaths. He is an investigator at the Center for Innovation to Implementation at the Veterans Affairs Palo Alto Healthcare System. Why hepatitis C? Because hepatitis C can kill. Hepatitis C can cause cancer. Hepatitis C can very easily spread through sex, drug use, blood transfusions. And it's a sneaky virus. Not as smart as HIV, but it's one of the smart ones. Because when you get it, you could get it for life. So the USPSTF, the United States Preventive Services Task Force, commissioned a systematic review of current research and evidence on the hepatitis C virus in order to update its prior recommendation. Based on that review, the task force found that screening more adults and teens has substantial net benefit, since detecting infection can lead to the early use of effective treatments and interventions. They say although all adults age 18 to 79 should be screened, a number of risk factors increase risk. The most important risk factor for HCV infection is past drug use. In the U.S., recent increases in HCV or hepatitis C incidence have predominantly been among young users who inject drugs. So, since we have more IV drug use, more opioid overdoses by IV heroin, we need to be checking hepatitis C. You might as well also check for HIV. You might as well also be checking for syphilis. But right now, that's not the recommendation. It's just right now about hepatitis C. They say the treatment of hepatitis C continues to evolve. It's expensive, but we'll talk about that later, resulting in greater benefits and fewer harms than when the USPSTF last considered the evidence. As a result, the USPSTF concluded that broadening the age for hepatitis screening beyond its previous recommendation will identify infected patients at earlier stages of the disease who could greatly benefit from effective treatment before developing complications. So there has been a rapid increase in the incidence of acute hepatitis C. Why? Because we've been seeing it in younger adults, the 20 to 39s who've been injecting drugs. So with the recommendation that was 45 years, you know, from the years 1945 to 1965, that prevented a whole population of getting screened regularly. And so this, you know, the USPSTF, people really kind of scratch their head on where their recommendations are coming from, because you have a young boy and you're worried about testicular cancer. You want the kid to check his testicles. So you'd think the USPSTF would say, yeah, make sure young boys check their testicles or get offered an exam. No. Thyroid cancer. A lot of people who have, you know, thyroid issues or non-thyroid issues may have a lump on their thyroid. We ultrasound it. We find it. Wow, we find cancer. Is it recommended that we screen everybody? Nope. Breast cancer. We used to tell everybody to do breast exams. I was taught in sex ed, got to check your own breast. You got to find a lump. Are self-breast exams recommended? Nope. Why? Well, because, like they said, it's all about benefits and harms. If a woman feels a lump in her breast, panics, the doctor is now committed to following that through, ultrasounding it, biopsying it, etc. If not, he gets sued. When that lump turns out to be benign, experts are like, we need to tell women to quit feeling their lumps. But that's a problem. I don't know if I agree with that, because most of the women who found their breast cancer that were new patients to me came in saying, I feel something wrong. And I'm like, thank God you're on it. Nice to meet you. Let me get your medical history and let's see what we can do about it. Yearly mammograms are great. They do fantastic things. But I remember in my practice, it was the women finding the lump themselves or me going, this feels odd. they're taken away from the whole idea of, you know, using your hands and checking. So with hepatitis C, they were realizing people were dying, and hepatitis C was pretty, you know, significant. And they go, you know what, we got a big population. We don't have testing that's going to give a lot of false positives, so go ahead and test them. But the problem is we have gotten in the medical community so used to following the guidelines, and insurance companies going, sorry, we're only going to pay it if the USPSTF, you know, says so, that here we're 20-some-year-olds, and we're like, okay, well, we don't have to screen you. As far as I'm concerned, I think everybody should be screened. So luckily now, they're listening, and they're doing it. They say it's time to revisit the effective but now outdated baby boomer screening recommendations and the updated recommendation from the USPSTF. Oh, baby boomers. I love baby boomers. So, you know, some of you baby boomers are kind of confused by some of these memes that are out there. Have you guys been seeing these memes with baby boomers, Generation Xers, Millennials, and Generation Zers? So I'm an Xer. Those of us kind of born 70s, 80s. I think Xers are 65 to 81. Boomers are 45 to 65. Xers 65 to 81, Millennials 81 to 95, Zers 95 to current. Okay? And there's these memes that show the baby boomers and the millennials fighting. You guys heard about that okay boomer thing? You know, so the baby boomers like, look, you know, in our day and age, we didn't complain about this, or, you know, we didn't have, you know, internet, or we didn't have this, and, you know, the millennials like, okay, boomer. Okay? You know, it's kind of disrespectful. Boomers hate it. Xers think it's funny. I mean, we watch the boomers kind of tell the millennials how it was, and millennials don't want to listen to it, so we just kind of sit back and watch. There was a meme that I found that I posted, and I don't know if a lot of people like it, but I thought it was funny, because I'm an Xer. And it shows how the boomers, it shows three glasses of yellow liquid. I don't know if you guys saw this. This is really, really funny. And it shows that the boomers, there's like a boomer, and they say that the glass is, my glass is half full. Then they have the millennial, who says my glass is half empty. And then you have the, you have the Xer, can't really say this on air, who says, okay, let me get the exact words, I'm trying to pull it up here. You have the Xer that says, I think this is pee. And you, it's supposed to kind of define our generation. Boomers, because their parents lived through the Depression and the wars, you know, and they saw communism and they saw, you know, post-Nazi regimes, and, you know, they saw, or, you know, post-Nazi world, and, you know, they are kind of, they have glasses that full. Millennials got a bad rap. They got the internet age, which kind of screwed them up, where they don't even know what their career is going to look like in 10 days. So, yeah, they're like, look, you know, my glass is half empty. And that's what kind of drives them, going, okay, I need to, you know, find my niche, you know. And then the Generation Xers just kind of call it like it is. You know, this is P. So, alright, yay, I'm an Xer. I love that I'm an Xer. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY, don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.